KQED. If you own a condo or a house in a homeowners association, you pay dues to collectively keep the place going, to cover the cost of everything from gardening fees to replacing sewage pipes. But when banks foreclose on homes, something that happens a lot lately, they don't necessarily pick up the HOA dues, leaving buildings and housing developments across California to collectively decay. The Assembly Judiciary Committee considers legislation that addresses this issue today, as Peter John Schuler reports.
The bill, AB 2273, requires lenders to record a sales transaction within 30 days of a foreclosure and take over payment of association dues. According to the bill's backers, some lenders wait more than a year after foreclosing before recording the sale. But until the transaction is recorded, homeowners associations have no way to identify the current owner or collect the dues. Attorney Adrian Adams heads Adams Kessler, which represents community associations. He says neighbors bear the brunt when the banks don't pay.
They're deriving the benefit of the association maintaining the properties, but what the associations have to do is they have to raise the homeowner dues for everybody else, which in turn may drive some of them into foreclosure because they're not able to pay their mortgages.
The bill's sponsor, Assemblyman Bob Wykowski, says that can take out whole communities.
There are some neighborhoods in California that are unduly impacted by the foreclosure. So it's not like one or two of the residents are in foreclosure. It's a large percentage of the entire development. And it's creating a safety problem and a visual blight problems in many of our cities.
Wykowski hopes to have the bill out of the Assembly and into the state Senate by the end of the summer. For the California Report, I'm Peter John Schuler.